Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here's a big turnaround. Oakland is set to build more new housing units than San Francisco this year. That's leading to a renter's market and developers looking to add luxury amenities. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, what's led to this turnaround?
Combination of things. First of all, land is less expensive in Oakland than it is in San Francisco. Also, the fees. Cities and counties often charge what they call fees, you know, for traffic, for police, fire, and in Oakland they can be quite a bit lower than San Francisco. San Francisco has stricter rules on if you build a building, a certain percentage has to be set aside for lower income. That drives the prices of the rest up. But I think one of the biggest differences, Susan and Stan, is what we're seeing is that in San Francisco, a lot of the market is what we call, you know, upper-end luxury condos for sale. And in Oakland, we have over 9,000 units going up right now, but a lot of them are for rent.
Yep.
And that's the difference. They've penciled it out, and these units are too expensive for people to buy at that income, but they can rent them. So younger people and older people, they're looking to rent rather than buy as a way you can make the monthly rather than a big down.
And if you look at what's happened, you know, you say apartment people may have a certain impression, but you're looking at these projects. Oakland has them. There's a big LA Times story this morning about, you know, the dog washing station and the Viking Range barbecues. And, you know, the amenities are incredible. We're all going, hey, wait a minute, how do I get some of that?
Exactly. And that is exactly what they are trying to sell. They're selling the moment. They're selling right now. I can get out of this roommate situation or this place where I'm paying $3,000 a month and I can get just as good or better over there for the same price without a substantial down payment. Other things that are making Oakland much more attractive, and anybody that's driven through it have seen these towers, and they're big. They're as big as a block going up left and right. 8 BART stations. I mean, from Rockridge to the Coliseum, you're going to see it. In the next year or so, you're going to see a lot of building going on at the West Oakland BART. That's the last station before you go under the tube to San Francisco. And it's not just going to be residential. It's going to be business as well, because now one of the goals is to try to have people getting on and off these stations, not just a big commute in the morning and then a return in the evening. So that's going to happen. The third thing is, hello Hayward, hello San Leandro. As the market shifts, so do the need for these apartments, and they are going to be moving south and east very rapidly because they're, in some ways, even more affordable than Oakland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.